This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The new director of Chicago's office that helps formerly incarcerated people re-enter their communities says he has big goals for 2025. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports Joseph Mapp is formerly incarcerated himself, and today he detailed accomplishments of the re-entry office. For instance, he says the city encourages people who have a criminal background to apply to open positions.
There's still a lot more to be done to repair the harm of generational lockup and continued lockout. Incarceration affects every facet of this city and will require collective work of our entire city to heal from it.
Mapp says the office has begun a listening tour in prisons and has created an interagency reentry council to develop its agenda for the next year. The office will have about $5 million to work with if Mayor Brandon Johnson's budget proposal is approved. The Illinois Supreme Court today ruled the smell of raw cannabis is enough for police to search a vehicle without a warrant. The Chicago Tribune reports the decision comes in the case of Vincent Molina, who was a passenger in a car that was stopped by a state trooper for speeding. The officer searched the car after saying he smelled raw cannabis through the open window and then found cannabis that was not in the correct container. That violates state law. The ruling contradicts an earlier ruling from the court that the smell of burnt cannabis in a vehicle is not grounds for an officer to conduct a search. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is asking President Joe Biden to pardon his son, former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. The younger Jackson spent 17 months in a federal prison after being convicted for tax evasion and misuse of campaign funds. In a letter, the senior Jackson says his son has devoted his life to public service and is deserving of a second chance. A key part of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's bid to turn the state into an electric vehicle manufacturing hub just hit a speed bump. The Lion Electric plant in Joliet started manufacturing electric buses in late 2022. But several news outlets are reporting the Quebec-based company announced plans earlier this month to suspend operations and lay off hundreds of employees because revenue is down more than $76 million from last year. A task force says warehouses in Illinois should require a tornado storm shelter. The recommendation comes after a tornado ripped through an Amazon warehouse in Edwardsville in southern Illinois in 2021. Six people were killed. Democratic State Representative Katie Stewart of Edwardsville made the recommendation.
I don't like the idea of encouraging safety. I like the idea of requiring safety. We're talking about deaths that happened in my district, and I take that very seriously. So I think to require safety is something that we should all want to do.
One state lawmaker on the task force and the Illinois Retail Merchants Association opposed the measure, saying it could be onerous for businesses. The group will send recommendations to the General Assembly for their consideration. And former Chicago White Sox third baseman and broadcaster Bill Melton has died following a brief illness. Melton spent eight seasons with the White Sox in the 60s and the 70s and earned an All-Star Game appearance in 1971. His career then found a second wind as a TV analyst, so he appeared on White Sox pre- and post-game shows for more than two decades. Bill Melton was 79 years old. Weather today, sunny, blustery, cold, a high in the upper 20s with the wind chill around zero, and then clear and cold tonight, a low in the mid-teens, and then for Friday, sunny and breezy, high in the low 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.